is Jerry Blumberg.
The goal. Brothers and sisters, I know that I have not yet reached that goal, but there is one thing I always do. Forgetting the past and straining toward what is ahead, I keep trying to reach the goal and get the prize for which God called me through Christ to the life above. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. As each year passes, I keep thinking I'm going to finally get this right. What good is aging if you keep repeating the same mistakes? And if we try and do it by ourselves, it will be the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So how do I change the outcome? First, I can't change the outcome. Only God can. Reaching out to Him each day for guidance and direction, rather than running ahead on my own agenda, will result in firm footing on the path He has for me. Second, I can't change the outcome. Because I believe in the sovereignty of God, He is the one who knows where I'm going and has put together the plan for me. I may or may not like it, and I can think of a few things in my life that I would like to change. But for whatever reason, the hard things remain, and in the end, He changes me. Third, I can't change the outcome. I might think I know where I'm headed, but as the verses for today mention, I'm leaving last year and pressing forward into 2016. Thankfully, I didn't know all the twists and turns of 2015. I might not have gotten out of bed. But God gives grace and new mercies every day so that my destination will be on His roadmap for this year. But all of this is good news because the burden for making it through this year is not on my shoulders. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Matthew 11:28-30. So if you've already failed at your New Year's resolutions, the calendar is too full, the wallet near empty, take heart. Pressing on. When you can't see the finish line, it's hard to know how much farther you have to go. When you aren't sure of the footing, it's difficult to tell if you're on the right path. One step at a time and believe. One foot in front of the other and trust. Slowly and carefully make your way, knowing that you are lovingly being led. When you can't accurately judge the depth, it's hard to know if you're going in too deep. When you can't see how steep the drop-off will be, it's easy to unwittingly stand precariously. One day at a time and have faith. One obstacle after another and endure. Steadily and confidently press on toward the goal, knowing that someone waits for you at the end. And that someone is Jesus. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.